Hello, everybody. Jack here from Radio Laurie again for another interview with Dr. Ivy Chen. Today we're talking to Dr. Sujit Singh Sera, assistant professor here at Laurie. Dr. Sera specializes in managing large-scale spatial and unstructured textual data sets, and he's taught a variety of undergraduate and graduate courses in machine learning, artificial intelligence, data mining, natural language processing, data science, and big data. Very impressive background. So I'll pass it off to Ivy to conduct the interview.
Good day to you, Prof. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you so much for this opportunity to interact with the audience.
Thank you so much, Prof, for your time, especially during this exam busy week. And congratulations to all the students to complete all the exams. Prof, today we would like to provide an overview of the current trends of the artificial intelligence and machine learning that are shaping the industry today.
Oh yeah, this is something which we are, hearing in all around us. Artificial intelligence and machine learning has experienced unprecedented growth and innovation, transformed numerous industries and reshaped the way we live, we work, and we experience. It is at forefront of the technological advancements, and their impact on our world is more profound than ever before. To me, there are certain coin terms that are most pronounced. One is the generative AI, which helped us to actually generate images or text or videos. This is one of the hot cake in the market because people are talking about it, and some of the industries actually started asking student have that skill already. So one of my student has got selected for my text project, and they were asking particularly using LLM models, large language models, for their work. So deep learning definitely is a connected component that is very, very much into the market, particularly from computer vision perspective. So that is another hot area which is there. Explainable AI that is required when we have very complex structured models, and we need to actually, have some proof of explainability that how good is the model. So there, this part of the AI will come into picture. Then we have cloud and edge computing, where the cloud, we are living in a cloud era where everything is remote, and we just need the web browser to actually access the technologies. Now we are also in Web 3. So Web 3 allows us to actually read, write, and execute remotely. So if I talk about static websites, those are read-friendly only. You can read the data. The Facebook game, it is Web 2 component where we can read and also write into it. And now we are in era of Web 3 where we can read, write, and execute the things or the assets which are available remotely. So there is a huge, huge demand in this field. And that couples AI technology along with the hardware that is required. One of another coin term, or there's a lot of funding which is available these days, is quantum computing. So we hear a lot about that, and there are some courses which are coming up for quantum machine computing. Google and other organizations, they are working on it, and they're building quantum computers. They are very close on it. I hope that there, when quantum computing, quantum computers become, realized, then we will see a lot of improvement in our computing power, and the way we live will definitely be changed. And because it is so quick, it can generate the instances or videos in microseconds. Then is metaverse. Soon that will be reality too, and people are buying digital assets online. So people who wanted to work into this domain, metaverse will be the digital space, 3D virtual space, where we will have tours like we just do it in physically, but it is going to be reality, and then there needs to be a lot of technological advances to be done. Another interesting area that is there is advancements in AI fairness or ethics. That is very much required. It is coupled with cybersecurity. But I think when the machines are generating data, when the machines are talking, there needs to be ethics onto it. So that is something also going to be a promising area. And the last one is the digital twins. That is something which is a new term, is creating the digital version of the physical asset. Maybe, you know, you're flying aircraft.
Yes.
So aircraft is flying, but the digital asset is
yes.
the one that you are seeing exactly in a same shape and exactly in the same thing. And those will be connected via data link.
Mm.
And if you do something to the digital blueprint of that, it'll happen to the physical, you know, aspect of it. So
sure.
that's a digital twin, which is also a cool thing to, you know, see how that grows. Yeah,
is
thank
it
you.
Relevant to the GIS system, that one, right?
Yeah, everything is definitely spatial data science, which have, you know, something is a subfield of data science, but it will be coupled to each and every aspect of our life. So be it is, you know, medical thing, or be it is autonomous vehicle or navigation, everything has a spatial footprint.
So advanced. Thank you so much for provide us some
yeah.
key skill and knowledge areas. So we now can see a lot of opportunity bring up to the student, especially for the international student.
Yeah.
So what advice would Prof give international students who are interested in starting a career in AI or machine learning? Maybe if we feel overcome by rapid pace for the technology advancements.
Yes, world has become very competitive. It's changing very quickly. You know, there was no generative AI, you know, a year or 2 years ago. Nobody was talking about them or it. When we go back to 2016 or 17, then the deep learning started to emerge. If we go to 2012, there big data was a coin term. So technology is changing very fastly. And to cope up with this thing, is one of the fundamental thing you need to, as a student, you need to broaden your spectrum,
mm-hmm.
but strengthen your fundamentals. And the what I believe is the student need to get hold of a programming language,
mm-hmm.
A database, their knowledge about how they can utilize the asset, the digital asset via API. So those are some of the things those are required for base knowledge. And then they need to, you know, do some courses online to actually broaden their spectrum for AI or machine learning.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing that I would like to emphasize here is, although there are coin terms that are changing over and over, but the basic unit of computation remains the same. So if we know the basics, then we are going to excel. So there are certain packages, those are developed specifically for AI and machine learning. I think that is needs to be done. The world is already asking for the recent technologies. How the student can get hold of that is by working on two projects. What I suggest my student is to actually choose one of the open source project on GitHub and get involved in them. And it is not the books who teaches you, it is the actual work that will teach you. So that's how they will be able to, you know, cope up with the latest advancements.
Definitely, Prof. Between this fields, is there any interdisciplinary cross sector or expertise Prof might mention to ensure we master this kind of skill, Prof?
For the importance of interdisciplinary collaboration in the fields of AI and machine learning, I think this is very important for computer science. I strongly believe that computer science is interdisciplinary field, which has actually reached every corner of this world. You know, to the smallest thing, to the biggest thing that we see is all driven by the computer science, and particularly AI and machine learning is impacting our lives. So for interdisciplinary collaboration, I always say, everyone is unique. You know, you are a spatial data scientist. You are bringing spatial knowledge. Now, how we can bring that knowledge and apply artificial intelligence to solve social problem or the business problem, that is very, very unique. And that is how we can bring interdisciplinary into this field. So bringing different data set, bringing different problems to it, and do not look outside at what other people are doing. Think what you are bringing onto the table, and then try to apply the knowledge on that. And once you are doing that, the problem itself will become an interdisciplinary problem. This is good for international students particularly, because it gives them opportunities to innovate, bring unique perspective from their diverse academic background. I will also suggest students, along with involving with open source project on GitHub or other platforms, to join clubs and societies at Laurier, like Laurier Analytics Society or Computing Society.
Mm-hmm.
Along with that, I will also suggest them to join meetup.org. This is a wonderful website where people from all other backgrounds, they host some events, and that's where you network. So networking is the key for interdisciplinary research or the work. I think if they are able to do it, definitely it will be helpful for them.
Is that the R? Is that the R program website?
It's a website which provides, like, even Bright is one website. So Meetup is another website where you will find so many groups who are working into it. And they are actually passionate to share knowledge.
Yes.
So when you find those people around, you see the passion of somebody else, you get motivated, you know. It keeps you, motivated to reach your goal.
Indeed. They say knowledge management is like knowledge sharing.
Yeah.
So we can achieve knowledge creation.
Yeah.
If we don't share, we don't know whether it's good or not.
Yeah.
So we learn by each other. Together we can achieve our goal.
Yeah. I always will believe that knowledge sharing is together we win. And we have to learn and give back to society. Education is something that we need to
focus on. So important. Thank you, Prof, for that insight. There's some common challenges that international students face when pursuing study or a career in AI or machine learning. And how can they overcome this challenge? Maybe Prof can give some advice in this kind of
challenges. Definitely the learning itself is a challenge. It's not that easy way to follow up. So it is easy for the student to get attracted with the key terms. You know, they're listening to AI machine learning, and then they think, oh, this is a field that they need to go. But what I will suggest them is to do thorough study of the area that they want to go. So put some effort onto the learning path that they want to achieve. Nothing is free. Nothing comes free. Everything that we want to learn will take some price. So if you have a right path and if you have a right mentor, then the things become, less problematic for us. Because mentor knows what is required, and he or she has seen multiple ways, and they know one way that things can be set right. So reaching out to the mentor is the first thing to handle this whole challenge. with the mentor, the student will be able to set right the path, the learning path, and the challenges that are there. Now, they need to continuously improve on. You know, it's not like if you wanted to be a data scientist or machine learning guy or generative AI guy, but you are not able to cope up with the technological change, then that is just a dream. You know, having dream is all good, but working on to the dream is something that take courage.
Yes.
And for that, you need a right people around you. So the mentor and your the people around you who are working on it. And that's why I say to my student is, if they feel that there is something, there are challenges, now how to overcome those challenges. Now for that, I ask my students to always start reading the code over internet or GitHub. So look at one of the passion project that you wanted to do, read the code of others. When you read the code of others, you get to know, oh, you know, this is how we can solve this problem. Another thing which I've seen over my, you know, 19 years of experience is students struggle on realizing the problems. So they have not focused on design thinking.
Mm-hmm.
So if they work on design thinking, how to actually tackle a problem, that will actually take so many challenges out of their bucket.
They stuck
somewhere. Yeah, so that's something they need to do. So make good teams and also use the resources that are provided by the university for achieving their stuff. Now, with me, I do have Compute Canada's resources, which are basically providing us so much of compute that we can utilize for running certain applications. So, yeah, those are, I think those, that this is how we can handle the challenges.
Yes.
And it's a constructive approach that we should take.
That's so wonderful. Thank you, Prof. Once again. And what are some research area or project that Prof find particularly exciting and promising for international students to explore?
Is it specifically the research area you wanted to know, or the domains or the jobs they you would like to know in AI and machine learning? Because I think there are fewer students who focus on research, although this is highly coupled with the AI machine learning, highly coupled with the research area. But there are students, most of the students who wanted to go into the market to do the job and become certain, you know, contribute into that. So there are some of the roles that I discuss in my classes. One is machine learning engineer. The other one is data engineer. Then we have data scientist, computer vision engineer, natural language processing engineer. We have engineer for AI research scientist. And then we have AI security specialist.
Wow.
So these are some of the areas that people can, or the job roles that the students can think of, you know, going through. But it is not easy entry to each role.
Indeed.
There is an experience that is needed for these roles. So it is always good to get into the field by starting something from a junior data scientist or the data engineer. If somebody goes as a data engineer, they will have a lot of experience or hold on the programming language.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you are really fond of, you know, mathematics and you wanted to work in that line, then you can become a machine learning engineer whose job is more specifically on building, you know, recent algorithms. So there are certain things that could be done. The research areas, if I say, there are a lot many. In every aspect, even let us suppose, you know, we keep, I was working with one of the organization whose job is to actually convert these paper-based receipts into digital assets.
Wow.
So you just need to take the picture, be it is a paper from a doctor, be it is a paper from some organization, be it is regular seats. So I was working as consultant with them. So we worked on you know, converting that image into a tabular format. So every aspect of our life could be converted. Now, one of the things that we need to look at is whether we have enough of data to actually build the models. If there is no data, then that field is not that particular, you know, mature enough to be applied on. So we have to look at it, because data is oil for this thing. If we have the data, then definitely we can try on more on it.
Indeed, I agree, Prof. Especially nowadays, we got so many data. But how can we ensure that we have the reliable data?
Correct.
Some people don't understand this data is genuine or not.
Yes.
They just grab the data to do the analysis. End of the day, they realize the data was wrong.
Yep, correct. So data quality is one of the major reasons some of the models or the fields can actually not successful, you know, because they don't have. But nowadays, we have some techniques by which we can generate a simulated data. But I do not go after that sort of research, because we never know it is a machine-created data. I was actually reviewing one of the paper, and they worked on a simulated data. I was like, you know, the whole research is at risk because we cannot validate the research because it is simulated data. So we cannot generate the same data by ourselves, and how can we check it out? So definitely data and its quality are the major factors for this particular thing.
Well, wonderful. So great. Prof, so to closing up, then I would like Prof to provide what kind of role of international student in shaping the future of AI and programming and machine learning on a global scale. For instance, the United Nations mentioned about the sustainable development goal of climate change. Is there any contribution we can use AI to provide any effort in this kind of field or other respective?
So as we discussed, that there are numerous fields, and every person brings a background knowledge from their diverse fields. I know I've seen people from pharma, I've seen people from economics, I've seen people who are doctors, you know, wanted to be data scientists and want to get involved with this sort of technology. So there is diversity in the problems, and when they bring the problem they wanted to solve with this sort of thing, then there are a lot many things that can be done. Particularly, I think international student, they can play a crucial role in shaping the global landscape of AI and machine learning, because they come from different cultures and backgrounds. And when they come from different cultures and background, the different sort of problems that they see and try to solve, I see different programs online on startups. Particularly, I see that how they are trying to solve those problems for the societal benefits using AI and machine learning, and definitely that will be something that could be done. And once they know the challenges that they are solving, they will also know how AI behaves, and I think they will also be a constructive contributor for AI governance moving forward, because that is something which will be the need of our, when everything around us will be machine and we need some ethics to actually control those machines. And we also need to, you know, as Ivy was talking about, if the data is being generated by machines, we need certain methods to check for the authenticity of the data set that what it is on. So there are a lot many opportunities, and I think that it is a global mission. AI is a global mission, and everyone is contributing and everyone is working in constructive manner. The technology shouldn't be in the hands of wrong. So definitely we should apply this for solving social problems. I wish all the students best of luck. And this is a very innovative journey into AI and machine learning. Come and join us and try to solve the problem that can help the social social, you know, issues. Thank you.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time. Gave us a lot of really good insights, a lot of great things to think about.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that.